Okay, so let's see for the last sessions, which is in the remainder parts about the theories of personality and applications for the theory number two of the Maslow hierarchies of needs, which is for last week we already talked for the four levels, which is the physiological security or safety, needs for love or belonging, needs or social needs or needs for affiliations and self-esteem or ego needs, which is we already talked and passed the four layers and also precisely discuss how about applications of particular levels of needs in terms of interact with the other people within the workplace, which is we already made the completions for the four layers. We have another one remaining parts, which is we're gonna talk based on this set of PowerPoint handouts. We have another re one remaining, which is self-actualization needs and the applications of self-actualization needs in the workplace. Let's start with the slides number 22. Basically, what is the self-actualization? As this is the top levels, afterwards, the needs, which is the human being needs to recognize or fulfillments about ego, which is the other person, express the admiration to them, which is the esteem needs or ego needs. Another highest layer, which is so-called self-actualizations. Let's see the theory. It's in the slides number 22. Refer to the realizations of a person's potential self-fulfillment, seek personal growth, and peak experience. The theories of this theory, which is Maslow, described that this level as the desire to accomplish everything that one can to become the most that one can be. ทุกคนต้องการจะถึงจุดสูงสุดหรือจุดที่ตัวเองตั้งเป้าหมายเอาไว้เพื่อเติมเต็มบางสิ่งบางอย่างให้กับชีวิตของตัวเองนะ so in generally based on these explanations for many cases it's not that a really 100% of people within this world need for self-actualizations I would say that most of the people in the society just fulfills about the layers number four or self-fulfillments that are self esteem or ego needs that's it นะครูก็เลยพูดว่าจริงๆแล้วคนในโลกนี้น่าจะมีคนมีจำนวนไม่มากที่จะขึ้นไปถึงระดับที่เรียกว่า self actualization หรือต้องการที่จะ fulfill ในสิ่งซึ่งตัวเองได้ตั้งเป้าหมายเอาไว้หรือตั้งใจทำให้ดีที่สุดในบางสิ่งบางอย่างที่ตัวเองตั้งเป้าหมายไว้ซึ่งคนส่วนใหญ่ก็หยุดแค่ความต้องการระดับที่เรียกว่าได้รับความยอมรับจากคนอื่นก็น่าจะแค่นั้นแล้วแต่ว่าจะมีคนอีกจำนวนหนึ่งซึ่งมีความต้องการสิ่งนี้นะแต่ซึ่งอาจจะมีจำนวนไม่มาก For example, individuals may perceive or focus on these needs very specifically. They have in some parts of human life, some groups of people they have some things which is they set up some kind of targets, which is they want to accomplish some specific needs of their life. For example, individual may have a strong desire to become an ideal parent. What does this mean, ideal parents? If we analyze critically, ครูพูดภาษาไทยก่อนเนาะสมมติมีคนบางคนที่เป็นพ่อแม่มือใหม่ตั้งเป้าหมายว่าฉันจะเป็นพ่อแม่ที่ดีที่สุดนั่นหมายความว่าเมื่อกี้ครูพูดว่าคนจำนวนหนึ่งอาจจะไม่ได้มีความต้องการในสิ่งนี้ในชีวิตของตัวเองนะแต่ว่าหมายความว่าต้องการที่จะบรรลุความต้องการถึงระดับที่เรียกว่า self-actualization นี้แต่ก็อาจจะมีบางคนที่มีความต้องการเช่นคนบางคนตั้งเป้าหมายไว้ว่าอยากที่จะเป็นพ่อแม่ที่ดีที่สุดอะไรแบบนี้นะอยากจะเป็นพ่อแม่ที่ดีเป็นพ่อแม่ใน ideal ในพ่อแม่ในอุดมคติว่างั้นเถอะนะเพราะฉะนั้นเนี่ยก็คือแปลว่าอะไรการเป็นพ่อแม่ในอุดมคติหมายความว่าฉันไม่ได้สนใจอีกแล้วว่าสิ่งที่ฉันทำไปในฐานะพ่อแม่นั้นน่ะคนอื่นจะมองว่าฉันเป็นพ่อแม่ที่ดีหรือไม่ดีอย่างไรคนอื่นจะชื่นชมฉันหรือเปล่าอ่ะเอาพูดง่ายๆสมมตินะอ่ะสมมติกูยกตัวอย่างเช่นอันนี้พูดภาษาไทยให้จบเนื้อความตรงนี้เดี๋ยวกูจะแปลให้ฟังเพื่อให้นิสิตเข้าใจอย่างกระจ่างชัดสมมติว่าคนในปัจจุบันสมมติว่าเราสิ่งที่มันเกิดขึ้นในปรากฏการณ์ในสังคมเนาะเช่นสมมติว่าเรา พ่อแม่โอ้ซื้อเบบี้ซิทคาร์ให้ลูกอันละ50,000เนาะเด็กสมัยนี้อายุที่ยังไม่กี่ขวบต้องนั่งเบบี้ซิทคาร์เพราะไม่งั้นเดี๋ยวแกนั่งรถแล้วจะเกิดอุบัติเหตุแล้วจะมีปัญหาใช่ไหมคุณพ่อคุณแม่ก็จะซื้อเบบี้ซิทคาร์บางคนคุณพ่อคุณแม่บางคนซื้อเสร็จก็โพสต์ลง Facebook โอ้ยซื้อให้ลูกหมดตัวแล้วเนี่ยโอ้รักลูกมากเลยลูกรักที่สุดหมดพ่อหมดตัวแล้วนะคะ50,000ซื้อให้ลูกโพสต์เสร็จปั๊บเพื่อนก็กดว้าวเป็นพ่อที่ดีจังโอ้ก็ไม่หรอกครับผมก็ทำหน้าที่พ่อถ้าอย่างเงี้ยมันคือ esteem needs เข้าใจไหมมันไม่ใช่คือความรู้สึกสิ่งที่ทำไปตรงนั้นอ่ะมันคือต้องการได้รับการยอมรับมากกว่าการที่จะรู้สึกว่าตัวเองเป็นพ่อแม่ใน ideal หรือเปล่าเข้าใจที่กูพูดไหมเพราะฉะนั้นการทำอย่างเงี้ยมันก็จริงๆมันก็คือต้องการ recognition self esteem needs หรือ ego needs ให้คนยอมรับมันไม่ใช่การบรรลุไปถึงขั้นที่เรียกว่าการเป็นพ่อแม่ในอารมณ์กติไม่ใช่เพราะเมื่อกี้ครูจึงพูดย้อนกลับไปเมื่อสักครู่นี้ครูจึงพูดในตอนต้นจากทฤษฎีนี้ว่ามีคนจำนวนไม่มากนักในโลกนี้ที่มันมีความต้องการขึ้นไปถึงขั้นนั้นจริงๆนะ so by the examples that I discussed why I discussed that most of the people within this world they not that really progress the levels of needs to this level there are some groups of people which just step to this levelsby the examples in that below sessions contents of the slides number 22 for example one individual may have a strong desire to become an ideal parent so what does this mean ideal parents a perfect good comprehensive good parents which just equip the kids with as good as possible that he or she can if I raise one example within the current society for examplesome parents project the babysit car for the kids and post to the Facebook with the babysit car, which is 50,000 baht, which is quite a bit expensive, but it's really needed for a small kids or infant. After post, yes, most of the parents, they have the message put beside, oh, it's the big amounts of money, but it's really welcome as a parent that it's really welcome for me as a father or parents for my kids.After that, they have many comments from the people as the friends or associations of that person. Wow, click wow or love. This is such a really good base parents. You reply to that parents reply to his or her friends, his friends that, yes, yes, no, because they just play the best roles of the father. But this scenario, this person is not that really means...This is the health self-actualizations that this person want to be the ideal parents, but they just want to, what? Want to get the esteem needs or recognitions from people around. So on the other hand, if that person's truly to be the self-actualizations, want to be an ideal person by the examples of these levels of needs, it's really no need for him to tell anyone to know.Yes, I just do it because this is such a thing that good parents supposed to do for kids. It's no need for any declare to the others. That's all I really sacrificed. I really, this is my dedicate, donate to my kids. Dedicate, donate, คือให้เสียสละ sacrifice. It's no need to declare anyone to the public to know that what I do. If you have the self-actualizations, that means...let's back to the theory itself. That means by the conclusions of this level of needs, it's people want to fulfill the potentials or seeking the peak experience. For example, some parents want to be an ideal parent. That means this level of needs is higher than ego needs. That means person, such a kind of person who needs this level, that means that person already fulfilled.Ego or esteem needs, I don't want to get any recognitions. Recognition is not recognitions or admiration from the other person. It's not a big deal for me anymore. Yes, okay, this is clear. This is basic theoretically for this is self-actualizations. Yes, self-actualizations could be measured through the concept of peak experience. That is peak experience. No need for any admirations or recognitions anymore. Admiration or recognition is not the point that I expect anymore. Yeah, this occurs when a person experiences the world totally one. What is it? Right. Yes, this is the true meanings. Let's see to the slides number 24. Characteristic of self-actualizationers. They perceive reality efficiently and can tolerate uncertainty. คุณลักษณะของคนที่เป็น self-actualization ต้องการ self-actualization หรือเป็นคนที่ไม่ได้สำคัญอีกแล้วว่าใครจะให้การยอมรับหรือชื่นชมหรือไม่ฉันไม่ได้สนใจสิ่งนั้นแล้วคนกลุ่มนี้จะมีลักษณะอย่างไรบ้างนั่นเอง So what is the first qualifications of the self-actualization to perceive reality efficiently and tolerate uncertainty? These kinds of people today they accept what is the truthfulness of the world ยอมรับในความจริงที่เกิดขึ้นในโลกนี้นะแล้วก็ทนได้ต่อความที่จะมีความทนทานต่อความไม่แน่นอนที่จะเกิดขึ้น For example if we trace back to the ideal parents if you are have an idea to be self actualization to be an ideal parent you may really tolerate you may have no any fear have no any scary.It doesn't matter, have no any big deal to you. Even though along the way, as the best parents or ideal parents, how suffer you are along the way that you're equipping your kids. You may never have experience about you have to wake up at the night time more than 5 times a night. But you accept for the whole things which is maybe make you in trouble or uncertainty along the ways of yourequipping your kids because you have an idea setting up you want to be an ideal parent you have no any declare anything to anyone to know how suffer you are to get the recognitions and get this favor from the other persons around that how good you are as in parents because yes this is you perceive yourself that this is the reality right accept themselves and others for what they areaccept themselves and others for what they are. What does this mean? They accept what is supposed to be by nature. Accept this is the nature of the kids. This is the nature of infant. Yes. That's their request all the times. Concern for the welfare of the humanity. What does this mean? These groups of people, they care for the other persons without any recognitions. They care for the other persons. เช่นเราจะเห็นคนที่วันนี้อย่างเหตุการณ์ที่เกิดขึ้น the latest situations which is occur today at the province of Yala there are one female they declare in advance that please don't ask to my names I don't want to declare to the society to know that who am I It's that I just want to share and donate some thingsWithin this critical situations, I have some money in savings, so that's why it's no need for me to declare anything to anyone. I just want to help people, especially poor people. This senior female at Yala, so she wear the mask and black, the black glasses, and the hat, and he already packed for the life.Supporting products which is needed for daily life supporting with $100 of money within the really quite big pack approximately around almost 200 pack and put it in her car and she expressed a symbol around the roads that this is for free it's welcome for everyone come here I want to give it to youYes, the news channel sends the news announcer to cap the pictures and make the scoop to present on the TV shows by the news. But the news announcer discussed that actually this person don't want to declare or declare her names for the society. She just mentioned that I just want to share and donate some things to the society. Yes, this is what this is.The truly concern for the welfare of the humanities. That means when the examples from this practice, what does this mean? The self-actualizations, the persons, what is the need in the level of self-actualizations? The way the things that he or she do, he care for people around in state of คือไม่อยากจะได้หน้าอยากแต่เห็นคนอยากเห็นคนมีความสุขมากกว่านะเพราะฉะนั้นก็คือไม่ได้สำคัญว่าฉันจะได้หน้าหรือเปล่าหรือใครจะรู้สึกไม่ดีหรือดีแต่เขาจะพยายามทำให้คนทุกคนเนี่ยรู้สึกดีให้มากที่สุดโดยที่ไม่จำเป็นจะต้องบอกใครว่านั้น so intentionally he this kinds of people he tried to share and tried to do such a thing which is make the self fulfillmentWith by concerning for the welfare of the humanities, maybe if we ask for this female, she may reply. This is the message that she declared to the news announcer. Yet, I don't want to declare my name. I just want to share something because I have some remaining asset in saving. That means I have no any get in troubles during these critical situations. That means I want to share some things for poor people. That's it. I want to declare my name to anyone. Please don't ask to my name. Yes, this express exactly for the self-actualizations. Number four, capable of deep appreciations of basic life experience. Yes.Capable of basic life experience. That just means appreciations of basic life experience. ก็คือคนที่เป็นมีความต้องการระดับ self actualization จะเป็นลักษณะเหมือนกับรู้สึกสูงสุดคืนสู่สามัญก็ไม่ได้ต้องการอะไรชีวิตใช้ทำให้เป็นปกตินะ For example, the person who have an ideal to be a best parent, ideal parents.We ask them how critical of your equipping your kids, they cry for the whole night. You have to wake up 5 times a night. How do you trouble? If you ask for the self-actualizations people needs, they may reply to you that, okay, it's fine because this is the really simple things of kids. I know that this is the nature of infant. They are uncontrollable. This is the nature of the person which is subconscious mind because they not yet to learn about what's supposed to be in the society. This is the nature of infants. They express his or her physiological needs by cries and cries all the times. That's it. It's fine. This is the expressions that they appreciate about the basic life experience. But on the other hand, if you ask for this the same questions to the such a kind of parents who just want the SD needs, how about the kids which just wake up 5 times a night? Oh, it's very, he or she may declare in the Facebook.Oh, the last night's really critical for me. I have to wake up for more than 5 times a night. But okay, but whoever as a parent is really welcome to me to sacrifice for the kids. This is the ways of expressions who need for SD needs, which is totally different from the self-actualizations. The next is strong morale and ethical standards. Yeah, strong มีจริยธรรมที่เป็น self-actualization คือจะมีจริยธรรมสูงมันก็คือการที่เขานึกถึงคนอื่นไม่ได้ต้องการที่จะสำแดงความสิ่งที่ตัวเองทำเพื่อให้ใครมายอมรับอะไรคือเขาทำไปเพราะคิดว่ามันคือสิ่งที่ควรทำเวลาที่เราถามใครคนทำความดีเพราะอะไรเพราะผมทำเพราะผมคิดว่ามันเป็นสิ่งที่ใครๆก็ต้องทำไม่เห็นต้องบอกใครอย่างเงี้ยSo when you ask for the persons with the self-actualization needs, why you do such a merit like this, you sacrifice yourselves all the times, he may reply back to you that this is fine. Because this is such a thing which is I supposed to do. That's it. This is the characteristic of the self-actualization as persons. Yes. The most abstract human needs is self-actualization. It's quite abstract. Comparing to the previous four layers, you may find some things about my explanations within these levels of needs that is quite abstract, subjective. It's not that really objective. มันจะไม่ค่อยเป็นรูปธรรมเมื่อเปรียบเทียบกับ comparing to the previous four layers.Self-actualization is fully developed using our unique talent, capability, potential to achieve this. We need to refine talents that we have already developed to some degree. This is such a thing which is I already discussed that. You can make the imagination exactly and understand exactly for the two examples that I discussed for the case of ideal parents the case that once of a senior female at the province of Yala, they want to declare her name but donate and within a very good package and donate for the life supported stuff for the poor peoples. Let's see for the last slide, number 27. Applications of self-actualization needs in the workplace. The highest levels of Maslow hierarchy submit is an employee need to feel like he is living up to his potential in life and is using his creative and passions. What does this mean in this statement? The applications of self-actualization in the workplace based on this first paragraph of statement is, if you are the boss or you are the management of the company, such a kind of things that you're supposed to equip or such a kind of things that you're supposed to give or manage about your subordinate or your employee is made them to reach the highest potentials, made them to build up their spirituality to do their work, and make them understand exactly for the philosophy of their work. For example, within the current situation, is really clear. For example, if you are the big boss of the hospitals during this current situations of COVID, one thing which is you can give them for an idea to build up the medical doctor and nurse and all related medical staff in your hospitals to perform their duty as good as possible to reach the self-actualization is, yes, we are medical doctor or we are nurse or we are the staff in the medical side. We have to do this because this is our sort of thing basically that we're supposed to do. This is the nature basic duty of people in the medical area. We just do our duty. Okay, for the social recognitions of the people that they give in really favor to us, they really recognize to us. That's it. That's just one thing, which is just people recognize, but we have to remind ourselves that we do this because what? We do this because we are the person in the medical staff. We are person in the medical subject matter area, medical doctor, nurse, and medical staff. This is our basic requirements of the duty. Have no any special. Have no anything, which is... Because this is sort of thing we have to do by the regular basis. Everyone have the duty to do. The accountants have the duty to do the accounting system to the company. The sales people or marketing staff, they have the duty to create the marketing campaigns and selling the product. That's their duty. But our duty is treat sick people. This is our basic requirements. Let's do it. ถ้าเราเป็นผู้บริหารของโรงพยาบาลสิ่งที่เราจะทำเพื่อสร้าง self-actualization ให้กับพนักงานขณะนี้นะวิธีคิดก็คือเราจะต้องบอกบุคลากรทางการแพทย์ของเราว่าเราก็ไม่คำสรรเสริญก็เป็นสิ่งที่ดีนะชาวบ้านสรรเสริญเราก็ดีใจแต่เราต้องไม่ลืมปรัชญาของการที่เราจะมาเป็นแพทย์เป็นพยาบาลเป็นบุคลากรทางการแพทย์เพราะอะไรเพราะในครั้งแรกที่จะเรียนวิชาชีพเหล่านี้เราได้ประวารณาตัวเองเรียบร้อยแล้วว่าเราจะต้องเสียสละตัวเองเพื่อสังคมนี่มันคือหน้าที่พื้นฐานของเรามันไม่ใช่ความดีเด่นอะไรมากมายว่างั้น This is such a kind of thing in equipping for the idea of self-actualizationsThis is the examples of the applications of the self-actualizations in the workplace. The below paragraph is employees sometimes change career if they find their current career cannot meet these needs. However, if an employee is working his right job for him and all other needs are met, she should be able to feel like this job satisfies highest needs. It may be possible.
Paragraph ล่างแปลว่าอะไร Paragraph ล่างแปลว่าก็มีเหมือนกันที่คนบางคนทำงานบางอย่างไปเสร็จแล้วรู้สึกว่างานนี้ทำไปมันไม่ได้ตอบโจทย์ของชีวิตใช่ไหมคนบางคนรู้สึกเปลี่ยนงานมันไม่ใช่งานที่ฉันชอบมันไม่ใช่งานที่ทำให้ฉันรู้สึกว่าฉันได้บรรลุเป้าหมายสูงสุดดังที่ฉันตั้งเป้าหมายไว้เช่นคนบางคนก็เรียนหนังสือจบสูงปุ๊บก็ไปทำอาชีพเป็นนักธุรกิจแล้วพอไปทำธุรกิจนั้นเข้าอาจจะประสบความสำเร็จแล้วก็รู้สึกการทำธุรกิจนี้มันก็ไม่ใช่สิ่งซึ่งฉันเป้าหมายสูงสุดในชีวิตสุดท้ายมันก็คือการเอาเปรียบเข่นกันทางธุรกิจแข่งแย่งกันเนาะเพราะฉะนั้นสิ่งที่ฉันทำมาเนี่ยฉันควรจะมาเป็นอาจารย์มากกว่านะ เพราะการเป็นอาจารย์เนี่ยมันทำให้ฉันตอบโจทย์ความรู้สึกว่าฉันได้ให้อะไรกับคนอื่นบ้างอย่างเงี้ยเป็นต้นมันก็อาจจะเป็นเหตุให้คนบางคนเปลี่ยนงานได้นะ So employees sometimes at the below paragraph this is the explanations applications of the self-actualizations in the workplace why some people change his or her careerFor example, some highly successful business persons, after in some certain level or some range of times that his or her reached successful in his or her career, but maybe some person just remind themselves that it's just no more. I think as a business person, actually is take advantage or exploitations to the others. Exploitations, เอาละเปรียบ Exploitation is the nature of business. At the end, do business is nothing in my perspective.So shall I change my career because I the career of business person is not fulfilled yet about my self-actualizations anymore. Maybe apply expose myself as a teacher maybe better. Sometimes the situations occur with it for some persons. This is the examples of the applications of the self-actualizations in the workplace. But however, in the above paragraph, which is the examples of.If you are the medical doctor, director, big boss of the hospital, based on the current situations, one of the really critical needs about the duty is builds up the spirituality or builds up the self-actualizations of your subordinates to accomplish the highest, that such a thing, make them remind for such a things that they're supposed to do. That's basically why we apply ourselves inthe care expose ourselves in the career of medical doctor or nurse or medical staff because we propose to devote ourselves at first hand. This is the applications of the self-actualizations in the workplace. But however, this is the end of this chapter.